I'm Tom Campbell, and this is My Spin.
Let's applaud Governor Roy Cooper for recognizing that North Carolina's public infrastructure is inadequate. In his budget proposals to the legislature, Cooper includes more than $1 billion for the coming 2 years for capital improvements. But the main thrust of his recommendations come in a proposed $4.7 billion bond referendum package of infrastructure improvements. While we wholeheartedly endorse the governor's proposal, we take issue with his allocations for the proceeds. Our main challenge is with the $675 million Cooper recommends for universities in the current budget and $783 million in the November bond package. Let's remember that $980 million of the 2016 Connect NC $2 billion bond package was allocated for our public universities. And while we acknowledge that our system still has needs, especially resulting from the pandemic, we suggest a temporary hold on major capital funding. Higher education is currently in the midst of great change, a revolution that promises to shift priorities and needs for the future. Let's wait a bit till we get a clearer picture of where capital will be needed. Transportation funding also doesn't make our priority list for two reasons. First, $700 million in transportation bonds were just sold in October 2020. We acknowledge needs for municipal airports, bridges, passenger rail, and roads, but recent accountability and oversight problems with DOT cause us to put a pause on more spending until we're assured each dollar will be well spent. Here is our priority list for public infrastructure projects. Priority 1. Last mile broadband internet. A 21st century home without broadband can be compared to a 1930s home without electricity. As of February 2021, 394,000 residents have no broadband connection capable of the statewide average of 115 megabits per second download speed. Another 118,000 don't have access to any connection, and only 46.8% have access to what's considered a low-priced internet plan, costing $60 or less per month. We've received federal grants and have appropriated state funds for broadband, but we still need a full court press to ensure 100% of our homes, schools, and businesses have access to this 21st century necessity. Priority 2, clean water, sewer, and storm water. North Carolina has an estimated 2,000 community water systems, 538 of them owned by local governments. Some were installed a century ago and are aging, poorly maintained, or inadequate for current needs. In addition to being a health and safety issue, clean water is essential for our state's economic prosperity. Estimates are that between $17 and $26 billion are required before the year 2035 to upgrade and replace water and sewer systems. In times of heavy rains or storms, millions of gallons of raw sewage have spilled into nearby surface waters and contaminated drinking water, killed shellfish, closed beaches, and caused algae blooms. Recent clean water funding is helping, but we propose as much as $900 million of this bond package address water, sewer, and stormwater runoff issues. Priority 3, public school buildings. Far too large a percentage of our public schools are 50 or more years old. These out-of-date building designs commonly lack essential central heating, air conditioning, and ventilation. An estimated $8 billion is needed for new schools. We would allocate at least $1 billion from a bond package. Education is the number one priority of our state government and a wise investment for our future. Priority 4, rural redevelopment. The pandemic, coupled with recent storms, has exacerbated our state's rural problems. We've talked for years about rural problems, but we've not done much more than talk. We would suggest a bond allocation specifically directed toward rural communities. Working with our Golden Leaf Foundation, Rural Center, and philanthropic organizations, we would envision matching grants or block grants be awarded to rural communities with proposals that rebuild or restore viability. We leave it to our leaders to determine the final amount and allocation of a bond package, but we strongly encourage them to consider the above list. We can at least afford the $3.2 billion Treasurer Dale Falwell's debt affordability study said we could borrow without endangering our excellent credit rating. We encourage our leadership to put a 21st century bond infrastructure referendum on the ballot this November. And we're convinced the public will approve the package. Not only will these projects put people to work and help our economy, but they'll help restore an aging and inadequate public infrastructure.